European Union finance ministers have agreed on a massive package of funding to stop the spread of the Greek financial crisis and save the eurozone from collapse. The Czech Republic escaped lightly from the latest financial commitments, but the wave of concern about the European government's ability to pay their way and not live on borrowed time and money will focus even more attention on the fiscal steps of the next Czech government. Chris Johnstone reports.
Going into what turned out to be a marathon 11-hour-long meeting of European finance ministers called to stop the contagion of the Greek financial crisis, there had been speculation that all European countries, including the Czech Republic, would have been asked to contribute. In the end, most of the massive 500 billion euro fund offered to help countries defend the eurozone will come from the countries within the single currency area. Only around 60 billion euros will be sought from EU reserves, which all the 27 countries have contributed to. The total fund should be topped up by around half as much again from the International Monetary Fund. It is hoped this large but late package will stop the Greek crisis spreading to Portugal, Spain, and perhaps also Italy and Ireland. As the meeting ended, Czech Finance Minister Eduard Janota could make the following statement.
This is a matter for the Eurozone countries. In this sense, there are no new obligations involving the Czech Republic.
In the strict sense, that was certainly true. But during times of economic crisis and uncertainty, everyone, including governments, usually have to pay to give that extra bit of assurance to those lending money. Mr. Janota remarked that in the previous week, the yields or interests on Czech bonds had risen by around 0.4 of a percentage point. If that sort of situation sticks, then it will translate into an extra 4 billion to 5 billion crown bill this year for the state to cover the costs of its ongoing deficit. For Mr. Janota, the long and sometimes fractious Brussels meeting had an elementary message for the politicians back home, mostly on the campaign trail ahead of lower house elections at the end of May.
The basic message for the Czech Republic should be that we should not allow public finances to get into the situation where they have to be discussed by monetary funds or other countries. That is because the measures these countries are forced to accept have to be taken under pressure and to a certain extent are dictated. In this sense, it should be very instructive for our politicians, and I hope they will take this as an example.
One conclusion from the finance ministers' meeting was an urgent demand for more steps from Portugal and Spain to come up with new measures to get their public finances in better shape. For the chief economist of Prague-based Patria Finance, David Marek, that is also the message that the Czech Republic should take on board.
Current measures are necessary steps how to avoid possible spread of speculation trades on financial markets, but long-term solution lies in a fiscal adjustment.
Analysts agree the current crisis will magnify markets' attention on the outcome of the Czech elections and whether a new government comes in with a willingness to turn back the rising tide of public debt.
Chris Johnstone with that report.